You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Tim McMaster talking Tampa Bay Rays baseball with Rays broadcaster Dwayne Statz. Dwayne, thanks a lot for joining us, first of all.
Tim, it's always great to be with you and talk a little baseball. And in particular here, as we get, we're under the 50-game remaining mark, to see what the rest of this season can hold.
Yeah, and it's been an interesting run for this Rays team. They just keep hanging around, and a good run lately. They take 2 of 3 from the Mets, and after beating the Braves on Tuesday night, they're back over the 500 mark. What's the mental state of this team right now? Is there some confidence in that clubhouse?
Well, I'll tell you, the makeup of this club is really interesting. I think they've had 17 rookies on this club this year, more than they've ever had before. So it's a mix of, the standby, Evan Longoria in the middle of the lineup, and then a lot of new faces here. And I think they really play this game day to day. There's not looking back to see where they've been, and there's not a lot of, I think, projecting into the future. I think they try to stay focused on the game they have in hand, and it's an interesting mindset. I think they still feel that they can make an impact and make a run at the postseason here.
How much credit do you give to Kevin Cash, as far as you mentioned it, all those rookies and how this team has kept kind of on track with everything?
You know, everybody's asked that question about Kevin Cash, I think, from the day they named him as the manager, because he'd never managed before. He was, as you know, the bullpen coach for a couple years with Terry Francona in Cleveland, and a former catcher who, you know, had to battle his way through pro ball to get the big league time that he did. I think he's been pretty even keel. Every manager, regardless of the history of a team, whether they've won or whether they've lost, obviously is going to have challenges. He's had his, and I think he has, if you had to grade him out in his first year in the major leagues as a manager, I think you'd have to give him a lot of pluses. He's been very good here.
You mentioned all those young players, and one guy who's really become maybe a superstar for this team is Kevin Kiermaier. Injured the thumb over the weekend. He missed a game on Sunday. Then he comes back and hits the big home run on Tuesday night. It seems like he's always in the right spot at the right time, coming through with a big moment for this team.
Yeah, I describe him as a guy who excitement follows around. He's that sort of player, and he does that. He does it through talent, but he also does it through effort. I think he is as quick as any player I've ever seen out of the batter's box. It's almost as if he's at full acceleration, a step or two steps out of the box. And about half of his doubles this year, he's got, I think, 20 doubles. And I think it'd be safe to say 10 of those have been leg hits where he's caught the opposition by surprise and has turned what for most hitters would be a single into a double. That's just the way he plays the game, and he carries that with him to the outfield as well. He is outstanding defensively without question.
Yeah, talking about that defense, and obviously there's all the new metrics in the game. One of those is defensive WAR, and he's at a 3.3 right now for defensive WAR, Dwayne, which is first in the league by a lot. Second place is Andrelton Simmons with a 2.4, but he's basically on a historic pace as far as that goes, which is pretty impressive from a center fielder. But he has it all out there, doesn't he? He's got the speed to track it down, and we've seen that arm a few times on display as well.
Yeah, he has a great arm. That's one of the things. Well, you'll recall when no one had heard of Kevin Kiermaier and suddenly popped up in the postseason because they respected his defensive work first and foremost. And I think that really is the bedrock of his game. He has great range. He's not afraid. You know, they say that a ball hit directly to a center fielder on a line is maybe the toughest play because it's difficult to sometimes judge the depth perception on that. He attacks line drives that fall in front of most other outfielders. He has great range going back He's not afraid to dive. In fact, I think he likes the physical contact when he does dive and winds up, you know, on the turf or the grass. And his arm, as you mentioned, is excellent. Earlier in the year, he had a little segment, maybe 2 weeks, where it wasn't as accurate. And, you know, you start to take that for granted. He's been so accurate, and then you see a handful of throws that aren't exactly where they'd like to be. He corrected that in short order and has been, outstanding, again, in the assist department as well as running routes and creating some excitement. Fans love to see a dynamic player like that.
Another young player that's made an instant impact, I think, is Richie Schaefer. He's only been up for basically a week with this team, but he's already, you know, got a big home run with the team. How big a factor can he be, and how big a factor does this team need him to be down the stretch with that bat?
Well, I think, you never know when a young hitter comes up. I still think that hitting is the most difficult thing to do in maybe all of sport. So you never know what you're going to get. You know the progress that he's made. A year and a half ago, he struggled a bit at the AA level, made some corrections, and continues to develop as a hitter. The thing you like about him, if you just spend 5 minutes talking with him, you get the idea that he's pretty well-grounded and he's a bright young man, and that goes a long way. And he's got a big swing. Now, that can be good and it can be bad. It depends on, you know, the adjustments that he makes. But he's got some pop. We've seen that. He takes a lot of pitches in the handful of at-bats. We've seen him. He runs some deep counts, so that's a plus as well. And on a team that has really struggled and put a premium on scoring runs, he could be a major factor and already has been on this homestand. He essentially provided the game-winning hit with a home run here in the New York Mets series. So he has the potential to be a major impact on this club. I don't think you're going to see them put a lot of pressure on him and expect that, but I think if they pick their spots with him over the remaining weeks of the season, it'll be interesting to watch him contribute.
Dwayne, because of the way the schedule figures out right now, the team's been able to go to a four-man rotation. That's allowed them to send Matt Moore down to AAA to try to get things figured out, I think. And he was pretty good in his first minor league start. Do you expect at some point Moore to be back, and do they need him to come back if they're going to get to a postseason?
I would expect that. And, you know, you'll take pitching anytime you can get it when you're thinking of the possibility of getting to the postseason. And I really think what we saw with Matt coming back from Tommy John surgery was a lack of command that got him into trouble. His velocity seemed to be coming back. You know, when he went down with that injury, his velocity was not 97, 96. It was more in the 92 to 93, 94 range. And we've seen that from him already in the games that he pitched up here. His major issue was command. And as you know, that so often has to do with mechanics and repeating a delivery. And I think the best thing for him was to go to AAA, where he could be out of the major league limelight, concentrate on what he needs to correct to make himself as consistent as possible. And so I think he saw it that way. It was a move not as a demotion, but because the front office and Jim Hickey and Kevin Cash wanted to see him make the progress that they know he can make, because let's face it, he's an important part of this rotation and going forward an important part of this club overall because of the contract he has.
The team certainly has gotten a lift as far as that rotation goes from Erasmo Ramirez. Here's a guy who won one game a year ago in Seattle, had 7 career wins coming into the year, and he's 9-4 with the Rays this year, a solid ERA and a solid performance again Tuesday night. What has the team helped him figure out this year?
Well, you're right. I think he made 70 pitches in 7-plus innings against the Braves and didn't walk anybody. I think there are a couple of things different about him. Number one, I think when he came here, because he had struggled essentially a year and a half with Seattle, I think he was a little reluctant to find himself close to the strike zone. I think he tried to be so careful and not leave pitches out over the plate. And I think he's been infused with confidence. You can see it build. First couple outings he had here, they were not successful by any stretch. Jim Hickey does such a great job of these pitchers. And I think a lot of credit should go to Hickey for what he's done with him. He's built his confidence. They've explained to him the game plan that they have for him in terms of the mix of his pitches. His changeup's very good, but he still needs strike one. If he's behind in the count, obviously the changeup's a great pitch for that, too, if you command that. So they've given him a game plan. It's all worked, and his confidence has built, I think, outing by outing.
Dwayne, before I let you go, I just wanted to get your thoughts on your new book that you have out, Position to Win. Obviously, you've been a broadcaster in baseball your entire career. What is this book exactly about?
Well, I appreciate you mentioning that. I put it together with Dave Scheiber, who's an award-winning writer and journalist here in the Tampa Bay area. It was a fun project. It's going to cover the 40 years that I've spent in the major leagues and include a number of the people that we've met along the way, both broadcasters. You know, I worked with Tony Kubek in New York, nobody better in the analyst chair than Tony. Ran into Harry Carey, you know, on the crew with the Cubs at WGN in Chicago. Gene Elston, the Hall of Fame broadcaster from Houston, was there when I broke in with the Astros, really a mentor to me. And then the 18 years that we've spent here in Tampa Bay, and, you know, I've been blessed and fortunate to run across people like Nolan Ryan and Don Mattingly, two of the hardest working guys who really did put themselves in a position to win because of their dedication to hard work and detail. So there are a lot of those stories in there, and we recap the turnaround here in Tampa Bay as well, from the Devil Ray days to the Rays in 08 when they went to the World Series, and things that have worked out here. So there'll be some humorous stories in there and some stories about people resolving conflict and meeting challenges and how you get to be a kid. I tell people that I was a good enough judge of baseball talent coming out of high school to know that nobody was going to pay me to play. And I had a couple teachers who directed me in the direction that I wound up taking in broadcasting. And so, you know, you're grateful for that kind of guidance in your childhood. And so it's all in there, and it was kind of fun doing it. I think it's a good baseball book and kind of a refreshing take on things that that work out. I've been blessed with a great life in baseball all these years. And it's really a story of how I've avoided working all these years, to tell you the truth, because it's been a lot of fun.
All right. Dwayne Statz, thanks a lot for taking the time. This has been another edition of Rays Extras on MLB.com. Tune in again next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.